Okay, why is gold skyrocketing? It's now above $2,273. It's just skyrocketing beyond what, you know, any of the mainstream people predicted. But I was just interviewing Gerald Celente, and we'll be running that interview shortly. You know, he's the creator of Trends Journal, just a legend in alternative media and, you know, financial economic analysis. And of course, he predicted that gold would not only go to where it is now, but that it would go much higher. And he even said during the interview that it could easily be twice the price. He didn't give a specific time frame. You know, he's not a prophet. It doesn't have a crystal ball. But clearly, gold is undervalued, even at its current, quote, high price. In fact, historically, in inflation-adjusted dollars, is not even at its highest price right now, even though nominally it looks like the highest price. But it's actually been higher when dollars were worth more. But why is it skyrocketing? Well, one of the things that Gerald Celente said is that because of the conflict in the Middle East, we're also going to see oil going much, much higher. Not just, you know, $90 a barrel, but he actually gave a price prediction there. He said it's going to go to $130 a barrel. And as you know, anytime oil goes up, usually gold goes along with it. But even if that doesn't happen with good correlation, rising oil prices means rising prices of consumer products because of the rising costs of manufacturing and especially transportation. So we're about to see inflation kick into another high gear beyond where it is already, which is already quite bad because of all the money printing. Well, currency printing, technically. So here we are, almost $35 trillion in debt as a nation, and the only answer that our government has to every problem is, you know, print more money. That's it? Really? That's your answer? Yes. They just want to print more money to buy more bombs and weapons, or send more money to Ukraine, send more money to Israel. Never money for, you know, protecting our border, right? It's just money for everybody else. Well, at some point, you can't just keep printing more money because the other nations in the world won't keep buying dollar-denominated debt. And that day is fast approaching. So if you think gold is high right now, hold on to your hats. Where it's headed is, well, I mean, who knows? I don't want to speculate either. I don't know what number it's going to hit by the end of this calendar year. What I do know is that gold is a store of value. And to some extent, interestingly, crypto can be as well. Now, Gerald Celente also told me that he bought some Bitcoin when it was at $17,000. He says he gambles in crypto, but he only considers it gambling because it could go crazy high or crazy low. It's hard to know. And of course, you know, crypto, even though it has its own intrinsic properties that have value, such as non-confiscatability, you know, very good divisibility and other properties, you know, instant transactions or near instant. It is not backed by something physical in your hands that you can actually see and touch and hold on to, you know, and gold and silver qualify in that spectrum. You can hold gold in your hand. You can look at it. It's a physical element. You can, you know, hold it. You can touch it. The other thing about gold that is really important to realize is that it doesn't require a password to access it. Now, I've seen issues with the world of crypto, even though I'm a strong advocate of decentralized money, and especially an advocate of privacy crypto, like Monero, for example. It is difficult for a lot of mostly older people to get into because just technically it's not the kind of thing that a lot of these older people have grown up with, right? It requires you to download and run an app on your phone, and then the app has a seed phrase and you have to write down the seed phrase but not store it in your phone, and then you have to have a password that's separate from the seed phrase. And then when you're using crypto, you have to understand about syncing the blockchain, like, why isn't my money here right now? Well, the blockchain has to finish syncing, and then somebody spends a little bit of crypto, and that unspent transaction has to be recalculated through the consensus mechanism of the blockchain before the change comes back. And during that interim period, which might be 20 minutes or something, then their wallet looks like it lost some money, and they're like, where'd my money go? Well, it's, you know, it's coming back from the blockchain. It's just going to take 20 minutes. And they're like, why does it take 20 minutes? I thought this was instant. You know, these technical challenges are very real. And I hope that somehow crypto can be made more user-friendly to appeal to a wider audience, you know, because decentralized money has real promise for spreading freedom in our world and having a parallel system away from the contrived, you know, money printing Federal Reserve centralized bank currency system or the CBDCs that they want to push. I would much rather use Bitcoin than a CBDC or Monero or frankly almost any crypto than a CBDC. But it's hard for a lot of people to get into because of these technical hurdles. Well, gold and silver doesn't have these technical hurdles. It's like, I bought gold, they shipped me a box of gold, you know. I opened the box, there's the gold. I can touch the gold, I can put it in my vault, I can bury it, I can spend it, whatever. It's gold. It's like, it's very easy for everybody to understand, especially people on the older side. They're like, yeah, we know what gold and silver is. Because that's been around, right? So, I don't know exactly what's going to happen in terms of how this collapse shapes up, or breaks down, maybe is a better term. I don't know what's going to fail first, if the banking system is going to fail, or the power grid is going to fail, or we're going to end up in World War III, or the solar eclipse is going to create a vortex portal to an alternate dimension. I don't know. And Ghostbusters will pour through with Marvel Comics characters like the Avengers and Thor. I don't know. Probably not. But whatever happens, I can assure you, gold will still be here. And so will silver. And probably, by the way, so will Bitcoin. My prediction is Bitcoin will outlast the dollar. I have no doubt about that, 100%. Bitcoin will outlast the dollar. Gold will outlast all currencies and all cryptos. So gold is like, you know, the ultimate asset. It's the ultimate store of value. It has outlasted the rise and fall of civilizations. It will be here even when human civilization is gone, if that's what happens. Gold works even when the power grid is down and crypto doesn't. And the gold market is very liquid. You can always sell your gold. Some cryptos are kind of hard to sell. Not Bitcoin, by the way, and not Monero. Those are very liquid. But some of the smaller cryptos, easy to get into, hard to get out. Yeah, because not that many people are buying. Well, with gold and silver, there's always somebody willing to buy. Local gold dealer, or like our gold sponsor that I might as well mention, the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. They are our sponsor that offers gold and silver coins and bars, by the way. And they will buy your gold. They will buy your silver. They will also sell you gold and silver. And yeah, they have a spread. It's a very tight, thin spread between those two on any given day. You can call them up and you can ask them, hey, I want to buy $100,000 worth of gold. Or you can say, hey, I'd like to sell you 50 gold coins. How much will you give me? They'll give you answers. And you'll see that their margins are very, very thin. It's a tough business, actually, being in the gold and silver business, because they have to buy a lot of gold and silver and have the inventory on hand, and then they never know when people are going to panic and suddenly need to buy a lot more gold and silver, as happened about a year ago with the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. And by the way, the website, metalswithmike.com, just a reminder, that's how you get there. They are a sponsor, but I don't earn anything off gold and silver purchases through Treasure Island. But I asked Gerald Celente about the commercial real estate collapse. I think he said that 282 banks are currently looking like they're in dire straits and they may collapse over the next 18 to 24 months because of the loan exposure in the commercial real estate market. So a lot of owners of commercial buildings have very high vacancy rates. In many cities, it's 30%. In some cities, it's even higher than that, or certain areas, it's higher. That number may go to 40 or 50%. A lot of these building owners, they can't make ends meet unless they have more like 90% occupancy or higher. And so they're going to default on their loans. A lot of these banks are going to crater. And Gerald Celente said specifically that many of these banks will not be bailed out. So there are going to be bank losses. By the way, I should give him credit. He extended a discount code to our audience. Trendsjournal.com. That's the publication that Gerald Celente puts out every week. Once a week issue. Trendsjournal.com. Subscribe there. Use discount code RANGER to save 10%. And we earn a little bit on that as an affiliate partner as well. Always full transparency here. But it's the least expensive way to stay informed. It's like $2.50 a week. And you're basically getting tomorrow's news today. It's almost like having a financial crystal ball. I mean, not, I don't want to say it's exactly like that because it's not. And Gerald Celente is not, he doesn't claim to have a crystal ball. He's just a really smart, experienced guy who has a very good track record of knowing what's coming. It's not 100%, but it's up there. It's very good. And if you gain the wisdom from Gerald Celente and Trends Journal, you're probably going to save yourself a lot of heartache and you'll avoid a lot of losses. So trendsjournal.com, subscribe using discount code RANGER, as in Health Ranger, and that'll save you 10%. But anyway, back to the gold-silver issue. A lot of people feel like, especially if they're intimidated by crypto technology, and some people are, that gold and silver is just easy, it's simple, and depending on what happens, gold and silver may actually, in many ways, gain more than crypto. Because what's the ceiling for gold? Nobody knows. Could it double? Absolutely. I mean, Peter Schiff has been saying that gold could hit $5,000 an ounce. Well, absolutely could. I don't know when. And there's also the question of, you know, dollars losing value. So I guess as dollars go to zero, eventually gold will be, you know, $1 million an ounce because the dollars will be virtually worthless. So it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really mean that much to say, one day gold's going to be $1 million an ounce, even though that's technically probably true. All that means is that really gold is holding value and dollars are losing value dramatically. That's really what that means. But I think Peter Schiff is right. I think Gerald Celente is right. I think Gregory Mannarino is right. I think that gold and silver are going to be probably the most effective store of wealth. It's not something that is going to, you know, pay dividends. It's just going to hold value for you. And that's all it's supposed to do as far as I'm concerned. I'm happy if gold and silver just hold value and don't lose money. Because most people are going to lose everything. And as Gerald Celente says, when people lose everything, they lose it. Because, you know, society goes mad when people lose everything. And that's what's coming. I fear for the people who don't know what's coming. I mean, I've taken steps, obviously, to have continuity of business, to be able to meet payroll, to be able to continue to have inventory of food products and so on. I mean, we've got things in place where if the banks fail, I'm not out of business, by the way. And that's pretty remarkable. But most people will be just zeroed out. They will have nothing left. And they'll probably be suckered into the CBDCs because the government will say, oh, don't worry. Yeah, the banks collapse. You think you lost all your money, but all you got to do is sign up here and give us your thumbprint, give us your iris scan and embed this microchip, you know, in your palm. And then you can have a CBDC and you get all your money back, all the money you lost, because it's just digital currency at that point, right? It's just digital. So they'll just give it all back to you. People will sign up to get their money back. But of course, being digital currency, now you're a slave because the government can control how much you're allowed to spend, what you're allowed to spend it on. They can monitor and surveil all your expenditures. They can shut off your wallet whenever they want. Oh, you said the wrong thing about transgenders online. Well, guess what? You're shut off. And the government's also going to ration kilowatt hours, by the way. When they get everybody turned over to EVs, you have an electric vehicle, then they'll control your mobility by limiting how many kilowatt hours you can use to charge your vehicle. Trust me, that's coming. That's why I don't want to participate in all that crap. So gold and silver in your hands actually gives you freedom. It's assets that the government can't digitally control. They can't monitor it. They don't know where your gold is. It's not trackable. It doesn't have an RFID chip on it. And you can sell it to any number of you know, buyers or vendors, or you can use it in trade. You can trade gold coins for a business, a ranch, a vehicle, you know, I don't know, a boat, a houseboat, whatever you want, you can get it with gold. Now, there's one more form of gold that I'm a fan of. I'll share with you here. And it's also a sponsor, and they're called Goldbacks. Our affiliate website is verifiedgoldbacks.com. And there you can see the lab testing that I did on Goldbacks. Now, Goldbacks, they embed real physical 24 karat gold into each Goldback, which is the shape of like a bill. They're beautiful. They have a rugged polymer that sandwiches the gold in between the polymer. And they're very divisible. So you can actually hold a one Goldback in your hand, and you're holding 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. It's a troy ounce, by the way. 1/1000th of an ounce. And they have other denominations like 5, 10, 50, I believe, or 25 and 50. I think that's what they have. And the 50 is pretty big and pretty thick. There's a lot of gold in it, actually. 51/1000th of an ounce of gold. It's you can feel it. It's heavy. Gold has high density, too. So if you want to store a form of gold that is instantly divisible and has a lot of practical sense in it, especially if you're part of a local community and your community is thinking about alternative currencies, a lot of people are switching over to Goldbacks as an emergency backup off-grid currency because you can't counterfeit it locally. It's very difficult to counterfeit Goldbacks. You'd have to get the gold. And they're very difficult to make. They're very intricate with their designs, and the printing technology is called a vacuum deposition technology. It's very expensive, very difficult to counterfeit Goldbacks. I haven't even seen that anybody's ever done it. Whereas $100 bills are counterfeited all the time, you know. Some successfully and some not so much. People are running them off on their copy machine. But Goldbacks have real physical gold in them, and you can melt them down and you can actually get the gold out of them if you want, although that would destroy some of their value because they're recognized as having more value as Goldbacks than just the gold inside them. But they're highly divisible. So you can learn about that and get some, and their value goes up and down with the price of gold, by the way. You can get those at verifiedgoldbacks.com. And when I first started talking about Goldbacks, they were $3.78 per Goldback. And now I would imagine with gold skyrocketing, I don't know, they might be $4.75 or something like that. I'm not sure where it is right now. But as gold rises, Goldbacks will rise as well. So it again functions as a store of actual physical gold, and gold is a store of value. So I recommend that people check out all the different forms. Crypto, gold coins, silver coins, and gold backs. I think they're all valid for different use cases. If I were advising anybody on prepping financially, I would advise them to look at all four of those, have some of each of those four in your basket. In terms of crypto, I would recommend Monero or Firo over Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is, you know, the granddaddy of them all, so it's probably a good idea to have some Bitcoin too. I would say, you know, strive to have like 0.1 Bitcoin. Just 0.1 Bitcoin will be something. Because, you know, one Bitcoin is now like $65,000. But if you get a 0.1 is like $6,500, that's good to have. And Bitcoin is very, very divisible down to like Satoshi levels, which is, I think, 1/100 millionth of a coin or something like that. I forgot how many decimal places it goes. But take advantage of all of this while you can. Dollars are not going to hold value. They're not. They're losing value. And gold and silver and Goldbacks and crypto are all things that you may want to consider. Now, final disclaimer, I'm not your financial advisor. So do your own research, make your own decisions, do what's best for you and your particular situation, and understand there's risk in all of these things. There's risk in holding dollars. There's risk in holding Bitcoin. There's risk in gold and silver prices might go down. There's risk in all these things. You can't avoid risk. The idea is to minimize your risk and maximize the asset value that will still be left when this whole system craters. Dollars will become worthless. A lot of banks are going to fail. Gold will never fail because it's a physical element. And I believe that Bitcoin and Monero will absolutely outlast the dollar. But that's just my view. Some people may disagree. I think they're crazy. I think the dollar is history, and Bitcoin is going to be here for the future. But, you know, not everybody agrees with that. So you make up your own mind and do what's right for you. And thank you for listening today. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com. And you can find my articles at naturalnews.com. Take care.